Regular listeners have heard us talking about this concept of an e-commerce store as a way for us to connect the tools and the products that we're constantly testing out to our consumers if it's something that's viable and we feel will benefit you, the Arizona homeowner. You've all heard us talking about the Hex Armor gloves. You've heard us talking about the Cold Rush and the safety glasses. Well, today we've got a great opportunity to actually bring Hex Armor in studio with us. We've got Nick DeVries, and who's a regional sales manager, along with Jordan Peer. Gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks a lot, Romy. Thanks for having us in here.
Thank you.
Let's start at the beginning. Where did Hex Armor come out of? What does the name mean? Where did it come from? What's the story behind the Hex Armor brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hex Armor started about 14-year-old company now, and we didn't start in hand safety at all. Actually, the fabric that goes on the inside of a good majority of our gloves was used to go on the outside of sponges for washing dishes, whatever it may be. That's actually how Hex Armor got its start.
And are these sponges that are on the market today that I would recognize?
Not at all. Nope. The sponge game was a very, very short-lived thing in the Hex Armor lifespan. And so basically what happened was, like I said, very short lifespan. What happened was we had a waste recycling company reach out to us in our short sponge life, saying, whatever your sponges are made out of, we're having a hard time getting hypodermic needles to poke through it, which if you know anything about the waste recycling world, a lot of employees are sorting through this waste recycling. It's a belt going a few miles an hour across, and they're just trying to pick out different product, whether it's plastics, papers, whatever it might be. Well, when this line's moving as fast as it is, a hypodermic needle might be hiding underneath a plastic jug. So as they're picking up the jug, they have the risk of that hypodermic needle going into their hand. These are all improperly disposed needles, so it could contain something that could be dangerous to the person who were to accidentally poke themselves with it. So the waste recycling company reached out to us, said, we've just been playing around, and whatever that material is made out of, it's working out pretty well to stop the needle. So just like that, flip of a switch, we went from
sponges to gloves.
Went from sponges to gloves. Yep, we put that material on the inside of the sponge, and I mean, thanks to that company. It was actually, most listeners would probably know, it's Waste Management is the name of the waste recycling company. They're the ones that really, really gave Hex Armor our start. We were able to help them out by saving injuries, and they were able to help us out by getting us into the glove industry and away from sponges.
Bring it down to the homeowners. Your Thorn Armor is the one that we identified first because it's basically a cactus-proof glove. So you can go out and you can trim your cactus. I tell you where we use it a lot is in our lime trees and our lemon trees. Lots of thorns in those. We put those on when we're picking our produce. Mesquite tree trimming. We have mesquites. We have Palo Verde. We have the infamous Texas ebony. All of these just riddled with thorns, and it makes that trimming job so much easier and convenient for us. So during that 14 years period of time, you've expanded now outside of just gloves. You went from sponges to safety gloves, expanded your line of safety gloves. Well, now there's a couple other products that are available through Hex Armor. Next, in particular, we'll talk about the safety glasses that y'all offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little backstory on the safety glasses. We partnered with a company that is 90 years old, a German company. And they started off by making products for skiing over in Germany, and have transitioned into making safety products. And
so, if I was a German skier, I might be familiar with the name. Or is this a common name in the snow country?
You'd be familiar with them, watching the Olympics and such like that. So that company is Uvex Winter Holdings, and there's a significant difference between Uvex Winter Holdings and Uvex by Honeywell.
Okay, we can leave it at that and just go back to the specifics on the glasses.
Okay.
This isn't the Honeywell Uvex. This is the skiing glass Uvex.
Right. Yep. This is German made Uvex Winter Holdings. They didn't have legal rights to sell their products over into the Western Hemisphere. They wanted to get back in the market, and you know, roughly 3 years ago, they started searching for a company and came upon us. Hex Armor found us. We've effectively dated each other for you know, a couple years, and then this last October we signed with them, and they that's our partner now for safety glasses.
Well, until y'all sent me a pair to test out, I really didn't have any emotional connection to a pair of safety glasses. They were a thick wire. What do you call the side on the? Is that the arm?
Sidearms.
Sidearms. You know, it was a stiff plastic sidearm that had the old traditional curl down hook. The glasses were a little curved, but they had a sharp, you know, almost 90 degree on the side to cover the sides of your eyes. And it was just something that I threw down, and when I was running the saw or needed them, I'd pick them up and put them on. But man, I will never not have the Hex Armor when I need safety glasses. They're lightweight, they're flexible, they fit, they're clear. The one pair of sunglasses I ever bought was a $200 pair of Oakleys. It got stolen within 6 days, so I never bought another pair of glasses again. I started wearing these tinted ones just to test out. I use them day to day as just general sunglasses while I'm commuting in the truck.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking in terms of the comfort and fit and all that, we kind of throw around this term. I'll say we coined it effectively, and that would be wearability. It's, you know, like I said, fit and comfort. A lot of dual injection molding with soft and hard components, and we do a lot more tests above and beyond what's required to make sure our glasses are clear like you said, and they fit well. So
now these are the 250.
300s.
These are the 300s.
MX-300s.
Now, these are the MX-300s.
Yes.
Talk to me about this rubber brow band. I'd never seen that before. And the first time I put it on, I thought, I'm not sure I like that. After about 3 minutes, 4 minutes using it, wearing it out in the heat, I thought, these are my glasses. This is it. They have found me. We found each other.
So this brow guard is a... is an injection molded piece that sits on top of the polycarbonate, and it is it's used effectively to reduce the gaps above your eyes, so you have a proper fit. So when you're doing things around your home or at work, you know, you'll have less gaps for debris and dust to get into. So that's what that comes into play. Maybe out in this this scorching heat out here, you guys probably get a little sweaty, and it kind of keeps the sweat from running on your eyes as well.
It does. It's absolutely brilliant. And the tint, so there, every product line you have on the glasses have both a tinted and a clear. So the clear is very self-explanatory. But even though it's clear, it still has UV protection into it. Talk about that technology.
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's polycarbonate lenses themselves. UVX, like Jordan mentioned, UVX actually stands for ultraviolet exclusion. And so the polycarbonate that we use, in order to pass any ANSI test, which if you're in the workplace, you know what the ANSI Z87 rating is. It does require you to reach a certain level of UV protection with polycarbonate, whether it's a clear lens or whether it's a shaded sunglass style lens. And the cool part with our eyewear is whether it's clear, whether it's gray, we even have some yellow lenses for low light situations. No matter the color of the lens, you're going to be protected against 100% of the UV rays.
And then the tinted ones are about 23%. What is the correct terminology? 23% blackout, 23%
light transmission.
23% light transmission.
Yep.
You're reducing the light by 23%.
You are allowing 23% of the light to come through the lens.
Okay.
We also offer 53% and a 12%. So, you know, the 12%, that's going to be a darker lens, only going to let 12% of that light through.
That's dark.
Yes.
I like these on the 23% because when you're working on a home and you're going inside and outside, there's applications where you need the glasses on. If you're doing trim carpentry, you're using pneumatic nailers. Maybe you're doing demolition, and you're bringing tools in, tools out, materials in, material out. You're not walking into a home, and you can still see with that light frequency. It's not like you're walking in and you got to take your glasses off now and see what you're doing, or switch to a clear set. You can work in a a not perfectly lit area and still be completely functional.
Yeah, and a lot of that goes back to what Jordan was saying with wearability. If you take your safety glasses off, at that point you're exposed to injuries. So being able to produce a not only a comfort that you can wear at all time, but a lens, a shade lens that you can wear at all time. You know, it's dark enough that when you're outside, you're not squinting so bad from the sunlight. But then you can also go inside and still wear them because it's not so dark that you can't see when you're indoors. So that's all part of the wearability concept, is being able to provide eyewear that you can wear at all time that you never have to take off. So that way you're always protected while wearing them.